You've probably heard, or perhaps you've experienced, that after many years of marriage, couples tend to physically resemble each other after a while. Also, believe it or not, their personalities change in response to marriage as well. University of Georgia researchers studied couples' personalities after really just 18 months of marriage, early into the process. And On Second Thought producer Summer Evans just passed her one-year married bliss milestone. Happy anniversary, Summer. Summer talked to the study's lead psychologist about how her marriage is shaping up.
Today, I'm talking to Dr. Justin Lavner, Assistant Professor of Psychology at the University of Georgia. How are you doing today, Justin?
Doing well, Summer. How are you?
Great, great. So, can you tell me about the purpose of this study?
So, this study was interested in the question of whether people's personalities change after they get married. And so, we know that marriage is one of the biggest transitions that people undergo. But no one had ever looked at whether or not kind of people's reports of their personality shift during this time. So what we did was we got a sample of 169 heterosexual newlywed couples who were recruited in Florida. And we got this big sample of couples together, and we assessed all of them within 6 months of their wedding. And then two more times at six-month intervals, so 6 months initially starting 6 months into marriage, then 12 months into marriage, then 18 months into marriage, we had them fill out questionnaires about their personalities, and were interested in whether or not we'd see shifts in how their personalities changed.
So what scale did you use in order to measure their personalities?
So we used a scale measuring the big five personality traits, which are common model that is seen to reflect different dimensions of personality. So those, you can think of the acronym OCEAN. So that stands for openness to experience. And that's the degree to which someone engages in the world behaviorally, emotionally, and cognitively in a curious and unconventional manner. So things like that kind of items would be things like I spend time reflecting on things and really assessing people's feelings, actions, and ideas. C is for conscientiousness. That's the tendency to take a careful and deliberative approach to life, and the degree to which someone has the resources necessary to delay gratification, pursue long-term goals, and kind of consider the consequences of behavior before acting. So that would be things like, I get chores done right away. Mm-hmm. E is for extroversion, so the extent to which someone's interested in, excited by, and prefers the company of others, taking on an active role in interpersonal settings and experiences positive emotions. So things like that would be whether or not you talk to a lot of different people at parties. And A is for agreeableness. So that's capturing one's interpersonal style, the degree to which you think of yourself and interact with others in a warm, empathic, trusting, and cooperative manner. So things like that would be whether you sympathize with other people's feelings. And then finally, neuroticism. Which is the tendency to experience strong and frequent negative emotions, such as anxiety, depression, and anger, and whether you're kind of vulnerable to life stresses. And so things like that would be whether or not you get upset easily. So again, the big five model, big five personality traits are openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism.
So as we've talked about before, I got married about a year ago. Sunday, we celebrated our year anniversary. And on the phone with us is my husband, Seth Evans. How are you doing, babe?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me on here.
So we wanted to talk about how our personalities have changed over the last year and kind of self-reflect as well as look at each other's and see if we've seen anything that has been different. So Seth, have you noticed any personality changes over this last year? You know, I know we were together 4 years prior to getting married, but, you know, we've moved in together and everything and a lot's changed. So have you noticed anything?
Yeah, I've definitely noticed a personality change in myself. I've noticed that I'm much more attentive, I guess, to details in terms of, you know, where things go around the house. I mean, I guess just being a man, I'm a little messy, so when I come home, I'm definitely more attentive to, you know, specific household items have specific places, and I'm attentive to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely noticed when, you know, there's usually a cup sitting in the sink or like in the bathroom, he'll definitely put it away without me touching it, or he'll be like, hey, I'm going to get to that, you know, in a minute, just let me do my thing. And so, you know, I've tried to back off in that way.
Have you noticed any personality changes in yourself?
Yeah, I, you know, living on my own most of the time, I never notice how I can be a little bit neurotic when it comes to picking up certain things. Like, I've always had, like, everything goes in a certain place. I'm very orderly. I hate clutter. And I kind of noticed my tendency to be a little bit naggy of, like, okay, why haven't you picked that up yet, you know, and, you know, put the shoes in the closet and everything. And so I've kind of noticed myself be a little bit anal when it comes to certain placing things and where they need to go.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that as well, which, you know, maybe that is why I'm a little bit more attentive to details. But, I mean, it's a very, you know, structured mindset, I guess, that you have. And it really helps me, you know, keeps me straight. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and what's interesting is the patterns that you described are some of the patterns that we saw in our sample of couples as well. And so we saw both adaptive and maladaptive changes in couples' personality. So the two that you just described were some of the more adaptive changes we saw. So what we saw was that husbands, on average, reported increases in their level of conscientiousness. And again, that reflects some of the things that Seth was talking about being more attentive to household items and things like that. And part of the reason that we were expecting that to happen is because wives, on average, are more conscientious than their husbands. And so what we are guessing is happening is that wives are kind of encouraging their husbands to be a little bit more conscientious around the house, and then they're encouraging them to do that, reinforcing them when they do that, resulting in increases in their husbands' conscientiousness. And that sounds like what you were describing. On the flip side, we also saw that wives, on average, declined in their neuroticism over the first year and a half of marriage. And some of that there reflects, Summer, what you were talking about being somewhat stressed and anxious about how things are. And they're really seeing, on average, declines in that among the wives in our sample. So really reflected in the patterns that the two of you just described.
Mm-hmm. So there's some hope for me to be a little bit less neurotic in the next 6 months of our marriage.
Yes, definitely.
So how did you calculate these results from the answers you got from the couples?
Yeah, so one of the things that couples did was they filled out this measure of their personality traits every 6 months. And then what that allowed us to do was it allowed us to see how a couple's own individual's own score changed over time. And that was what was really valuable about this study, was we weren't comparing one group of people who had just gotten married and another group of people who had gotten married a couple of years prior and comparing them, because they're different people. It can be hard to draw conclusions from that. So here, what was really important about our study was we studied the exact same people over time, and then we're able to examine how their own scores changed. Mm-hmm. So if you and Seth were in the study, you would have filled out these measures three different times, and then we would have calculated and then examined how your scores changed. And then we took averages based on the entire sample of 169 couples.
So what would you say is the next phase for this?
So I think for us, we're really interested in understanding these changes over longer periods of time, would be interested in understanding them among same-sex couples as well, as I mentioned, and then also trying to understand how these changes in personality also link up with changes in marital satisfaction. And so one of the things that people will kind of talk about when they talk about their marriage is, oh, I changed, or oh, he changed, or she changed, and that's why I'm more or less satisfied, and trying to understand the extent to which we see those sorts of associations and for what sorts of people they're true for.
That was On Second Thought producer Summer Evans talking with University of Georgia professor Justin Lavner. We also heard from Summer's husband, Seth. Congratulations on a year well done, I assume. And now let's hear a little bit of Summer and Seth's wedding song, We Found Each Other in the Dark. It's by the band City and Color.
I heard the joy.